All right, let's go ahead and call the November 22nd Town Commissioners meeting to order. It's 6 p.m. and everyone's present. So first item on, well, actually, we'll get the call to order. And of course, the we'll have Robert lead us in Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, geez,
you're all right. Come on, man. You can go.
Come on, buddy. Great school day.
Right there with you.
Pledge allegiance to the flag. United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you, Robert. All right. First item on the agenda is the approval of minutes for November 8th, 2022.
I motion to approve the minutes. I second that.
A motion by Commissioner Cavanaugh, second by Commissioner Woods. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Next item on the agenda is the accounts payable.
Is there an issue with the copier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're saving that.
It went wonky. We're
trying to save some money on ink.
This is like every third line. Is,
yeah.
And the big ticket item on here is a payment to Cerny for the completion of the Petlog shoreline project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's two different reports. Cerny endorsed the first page and then at four pages from after that. So it had to add up the number of things.
Wonderful. Off. I just did.
And of course, the bill to Cecil County for our sewer.
Yeah. That's a big one, too.
Yeah, big one.
I'm going to make a motion that we accept the accounts payable in the amount of $228,676.61.
I second that.
Motion by Commissioner Fields, second by Commissioner Catano. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Accounts payable. It's approved.
In your meeting package, just so you know, I know it says no old business, but I inserted in here the controller stats that we received from the sheriff's office. And it's up to October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And I did talk with Sergeant Kalinske about the letting us know the hours that they're going to work. He's planning on coming in there either Monday, well, probably Tuesday next
Tuesday.
Week. And chat about what his advice is. I guess I didn't really think about it, but I think he's still going to have a challenge giving us control stats because he has to collect them from all the deputies, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he said that there might be a way for the deputies to just email us directly when their shift is done, what they've done, and we kind of get it real time, is what his suggestion was.
I still think they can just, if they fill that log sheet out and then put it in there, that is when I...
Well, got it through the mail slot or?
Just put it through the mail slot and not have them. Remember, we talked about that. We didn't want to.
Uh-huh.
And that way, the ones that don't feel comfortable coming in don't have to come in anymore. And we'll just do away with that total. That's what my suggestion
is. So they just carry a log sheet with them,
mm-hmm,
and fill it out and
put it in.
I don't know if it's easier for them, if it's already digital, to just email it, or if there's an issue with printing it. But I mean, that's...
They're splitting hairs there, so... I mean, they're here for 4 hours. They can fill out a log sheet. That's kind of how I feel.
Does anybody else have an opinion one way or another? I mean, it's kind of like touching the base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they probably don't want to get out of the car. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It touches the base. So
I agree, but I also look at the fact of killing trees. So, if they're emailing it, it's still a record.
Mm-hmm.
It is, but I hear
we're
you.
We're still killing the tree because we have to print it out.
Right.
So either way, it's still a piece of paper.
Why do you have to print it out?
Well, we're going to need some kind of documentation to go along with the invoice.
Yeah.
Ideally.
But if it's, if you put it up in SureScan or whatever, it's put into a folder. So it's still a digital thing, and it's not printing.
I mean, I'm all for keeping stuff digital if we can. And keep cutting down on paper. But I, in this case, I do hear the concern about, are you really here?
Yeah.
Right? Well, you just email it to us. Yeah. I don't know if that gets
you. You can email from anywhere.
Right.
And that's the same thing.
I hate to apply that in any respect, but I think that, wow. I think that's part of some of the commissioner's concerns, perhaps, you know.
I mean, I can email you something from Ocean City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I still think we need to kind of hold them accountable. since some things have been going crazy and we know it.
So
we weren't getting these on time, we weren't getting, you know, right. We still aren't. And I think until they can show us that we're getting those even done, then maybe we can talk about
request.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not like it's we're asking them for their birthday or something.
I know.
Okay.
I mean, we did have the logbook for the last year, and perhaps, they didn't do it. I mean, do we want to just say? Yeah, I'd like to have some consensus on this because obviously we need to reach out and say, hey, this is the policy we want to follow. Because we talked about if we don't get these things, we don't pay. You know?
Right.
So why don't we just say, you know, they can just put it through the mail slides. Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
Even despite the tree aspect?
I agree with the log and all that.
Why don't they want to do the log? They don't want to come in.
A lot of them don't want to come in. And plus,
can we put some kind of lockbox outside?
Well, we just talked about them having a sheet of paper and then putting it through the mail slot.
Yeah.
And that's it. They just got to take four steps, 10 steps. And
yeah.
Put it in and they don't have to come in.
And they don't have to
come in. Other than the tree aspect, that's fine.
All right. So let's.
And we can go to email once they finally show us that they can do this. You know, here's to say that maybe 6 months of actually doing it for us or a year that we wouldn't say, okay, now we're getting this on board, we'll go to email.
And even going back to the patrol stats, I received only up to October 1st.
Right.
So that's September.
Mm-hmm. So we're that's September.
I received that on November 9th, the day after our last commissioner's meeting when I had asked, hey, this is the stuff we need.
Right. But,
so there's a lag there, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Why that is. Mm-hmm. I think it's hard tracking down deputies.
Yes. Herd, yes.
And
but yeah. that's a them problem.
That's the
us problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice, I think. I mean, I remember doing the code enforcement officers' reports. And that was real time.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know how soon after a month ends pilot.
But if they're digital, they should be able to put that thing in.
Put it into SharePoint too. They could put it into a SharePoint site.
Mm-hmm. So I think we asked that too.
Just yeah.
More off the gate monthly control stats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna ask for a little bit more.
All right.
Because I work for the government too, so there should be they could set up a SharePoint site that's real time, like you said, that they just go in and go do 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 and just put their stats in right then.
I'll leave it to Lou and Brian and Michael to square it off. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and move on. So do I real quick, did anybody in looking at that report, does anybody have any questions or anything, comments on that?
I had one little quick comment. I know we got our park ranger going, but that wasn't until what, like May?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys notice that it gave parking citations 20 in January and 16 in February and none the rest of the year? Mm-hmm. Did anybody notice that? Don't we have parking problems in the summer more than we do in the winter?
Yeah.
That kind of stood out to me. I didn't know if anybody else noticed that or not, but.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, they look like they started off really good, and then they kind of,
yeah.
You know, I know we had our park ranger in May, but I still think that, you know, there's still a big parking problem in the summer more than there are in the winter, though. So I was just curious if anybody else noticed that or not. Okay.
That's happened before. About that. Is that a computer error?
I know. That's what I was thinking. Maybe they added them, put them all in the same 2 months or something. Yeah. Okay. That's all I had to say.
We've had the issues with the sheriff's department.
It
gets hot, then it gets cold. And this was one of those periods where they said, okay, we're going to step up. And because we made it clear about the fact that we had some heating issues and whatnot, and they jumped on it, right? So, all right.
Speaking of feeding.
Yeah, I was just going to chime in on that too.
Where's the speed camera-ish things at?
So, the guy from Altamont, Mike, the guy we hooked up with at MML in the summer, is going to come out next week after the holiday. And I told him, I think there's a good street pole on Cool Springs Road, street light pole, I'll say. I think that maybe just north of Banff, where the speed humps stop. But I said, you know, see what you think of that location.
Yeah.
But that's where we want it along that stretch.
I felt good.
We're still in one.
Yeah.
I think at the moment. It can be moved though.
This is another section that we definitely begged for.
And this is a town road, not the state road.
This is still a study.
This is just a trial, right? He gave us the data member from Baltimore Street.
Right.
He'll give us some data on Cool Springs Road. I don't know how much longer we'll be able to say, hey, sit up
before we
get the sales pitch, right? You guys want to buy these things or not?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything further on Altman or the sheriff's report? Okay. Then moving on, we'll move on to Mr. Leitner. We've got a couple issues while we're on speed.
Yeah, speed bumps. So we were talking, Curtis and I and Bobby, just this past week, you know, the temporary speed bumps that we had set up on Caroline and Concord Street. Last year and this year, we just kind of had a policy of taking them down around Halloween, just because it could snow, not because it's impending snow. We wanted to get that done kind of out of the way ahead of time. I think there's still a concern that, hey, people can speed in November, right? People can speed in December. Maybe there's some locations we should think about, consider, just get some cost estimates to put in coming. We
didn't
have to worry about the.
Didn't we agree on this though once before?
Yeah, we did.
Permit once.
I don't remember
doing. Yeah, we did. Didn't we?
So much location.
There's a couple.
There were three
couple spots that we agreed on.
I think that was back when.
Yeah, we can't pave right now, can we?
No.
We have to be a springtime activity.
Right.
Yeah. But you know, it's something for next year.
And like we were saying. Bob actually had a good point. Like, if we're worried about blacktopping the roads and we don't want to do that before we blacktop the roads, we can cut out the roads up to the speed bump or speed hump and then do our blacktop and leave the speed hump.
Yeah.
It's not affecting nothing.
Mm-hmm. Bob, you have something to say.
I'm with him. See, we put them up and it's fine. We had them here a year or so ago and we pulled them up right, like you said, like Brian said. But the question is, they got to go up before the snow, because what happens is you can't plow down there. Then you're looking for trouble, and we don't really want to get to the position where we have plows to put on, we have salt to put on, we have 100 things to do before it's based on. We don't want to make it a point to go have to pull a speed bump up and add it to our frustration. That's not something we want to do. I don't think so. Yeah, you had a test on Conestoga and you had a test on Caroline. And it seemed like nobody really was against them there. Mm-hmm. So maybe they could be your first two with the speed homes. Mm-hmm. And I know I could plow them. So,
because we don't have any in Old Town side here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not really. You're talking about over there, you got that one, and you got the one coming.
And they do work. Really
complaining about them. So, they are effective.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in time, it's just like,
I don't mind them.
Is it hard to plow over a hump?
Now, I have no problem with speed bump. The problem is the temporary speed bumps. It's dangerous. You pop tires. They come up, and then you can look on the internet. I don't even want to pull up this, but I have it on my phone if you really want to hear about it. But it's not a good thing.
You must have weight, too.
You can't plow with them, for sure.
It's just a bad thing.
They're abrupt. But we did agree about
Mm-hmm.
But the speed humps that can plow
do some.
So, mm-hmm. So I mean, yes, the plow over speed humps. And I don't suggest putting them all over town, but not. I'm just telling you, you did your test here, you want to do tests on other roads, we can put them down as long as everybody agrees that they come up before winter. That's all. Mm-hmm. No big. But I know it's a cost, so that's involved.
Well, Curtis, when do you think?
It was back when Jeff was president.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was the.
Thank you, right?
And it was approved. We approved it
a year ago.
To have
about a year ago. Yep.
Have McGurk.
July of 21.
And I think we did get some prices from McGurk. We just never moved with it.
Mm-hmm. For your spot and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For my spot. I
thought it was out here. Mm-hmm. I thought it was.
Yeah.
I think it was Market Street.
Yep. It could have been.
Yeah.
And we still haven't decided where they're going to work.
Right.
That discussion's still
in the market.
I'm just saying we did have it approved for that.
Right, if it's here, people are going around them.
Well, not a speed hump. The speed hump's got to go all the way across.
Yeah, I mean, they were going up right in parking spots. That's why.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you, I mean, we have plenty of time before we can put those temporaries in. But go ahead and if you want to pull up, see what we've done on the past, and we'll just... Okay. Touch base with it next time, and then we'll. Is there money in this budget to put them in? Or you? There may be estimates there too.
Well, so there may be money in this budget to put it in. Remember, paving budget we stopped.
Yeah.
So there probably is. I mean, I think the estimate for a speed hump is like $2,000 or $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was like $2,500.
Every time we put these in and we take them down, it's $100 in redheads to hold them to the roof.
Mm-hmm. So you got to think of that too.
Yep. Every time you put them in, it's $1, $100.
Yeah. And it tears the road up too.
Anything else on the speed bumps at this point?
Yeah.
All right. Let's.
Seashell lights.
Next.
We need to fix them.
Seashell lights.
Yes. Yeah, so some of the seashell lights fixed. They need some replacement bulbs in them.
We should take them down and get them fixed.
We were thinking we should take them all down. Let's
take them all down.
And take a break from them.
Refurbish
them. And then refurbish and think about, you know, what we want to do.
Going forward.
With them.
Okay. What's that, the shell light?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think we should keep them and use them for.
Now, did we ever, and I remember this too.
January.
I remember approving getting some reefs with lights.
In January. We can't do it because the price, even that when we saw them in Ocean City, the guy said, call me in January because the price drops like a lot.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully next year we'll have.
And I already have the count.
But they're already picked out. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, they're real nice. Sir.
They're going to be the green wreath with a white candle in them. And forever at the developments, because of the way their lights are, they fit on top of it, and the light becomes.
It's just these lights don't really feel like Christmas because they're up all year now.
Yeah, I would say
excited about.
They keep them up in the summer and then put the wreaths up.
It's fine in the summer,
but we can't do anything until January. The guy said, "Don't even try."
Really,
it's like 60% off.
makes sense.
So we're in agreement. The seashell lights come down. Maybe we'll put them up in the summer. We won't do any refurbishing.
I would say keep them up in the summer, but January we'll order the Christmas decorations.
Did we have that? Because that's the next item, the Christmas decorations for next year. I can't remember. Did we have a line item in the budget for these?
I don't know. I know it was something
we talked
about it, and
I know
but I don't know how much it's going to be, but I know that we were discussing that we were going to do it so that the whole town becomes one.
$50,000, wasn't it?
Huh?
How much? 30, 40?
Probably 30, 40. Mm-hmm.
For Christmas stuff?
Yeah, I didn't see. I looked through it and I couldn't, but they last. That. 20.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, these have lasted over 20 years, so
they should.
And they've been retrofitted with LEDs.
Mm-hmm.
We got that grant about.
The list. You have the list.
She's gonna eyeball the list again, right? The list that we have for what we're
looking for.
And then we're gonna review the budget.
So next year, this time, we're gonna have some nice wreaths.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have them in January, but we won't be able to.
Okay. Bob would be putting up some new wreaths.
We know what to get.
So I remember.
Yeah, know what to get.
It would be nice.
I got them. I even counted them. Yeah. I have a paper at home that I went around and I counted. I know I said it at one of the meetings. I just don't have it in front of me, but it's like I went around and counted.
Every legit, yes.
Yep.
I counted over there how many, and then he told me how many we had. So
maybe come January, we'll do the first meeting in January.
I can't say the first meeting. I got to work with the guy, but in January, we'll have
your list of polls, and I'll make a map of them.
Yeah. Okay. And then everybody will see.
Right.
Yeah, because I counted. I went through all three developments and counted all the lovely polls.
I think people appreciate them.
Yeah.
And in the future, maybe the following year, we can get the banners underneath it.
We can build it.
Yeah, build it. I'm not saying we do it all of it at one time, but we have the wreaths and then work on getting the banners.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next item is winter lights and nights.
So winter lights. Just so you guys know, we've talked about this a little bit. This is this is a program just for, like Curtis is saying, we got lights set up now in January and February. And just to invite people into town and visit, take a walking tour, and just see the park, do something outside, maybe go to one of our restaurants. There's a grant that we get for participating at $1,250. I just came up with an estimate of a budget because that's what was due yesterday to Cecil County Tourism Office. Last year, we had a pretty popular event at the Tory House that was catered by Market Street. It was a good event with Colonial Charlestown. We were thinking maybe we'd do something similar at the Ice House. You know, Jeanette Armour and Sonny Diamante are excited to give a tour. Haven't planned out all the details just yet. And then there's a budget allocation for lights. We have, Bobby, we have floodlights already, I think, and the bulbs that we need. If we need to purchase some, we'll consider that as part of the lights budget. We were going to put floodlights on the trees here at the corner of the cemetery. There's three or four pin-up trees. Floodlights down at the Ice House. And then white lights here on Town Hall and the gazebo. And we're thinking of stringing a line of lights along the fence of the cemetery. Just block a market and then going up a block on Blayton. And that's for winter lights, season lights, other than those two events. Of course, I threw Purse Bingo in there for February as an event, that's happening.
Yeah.
And then Ice Splash is going to be happening the last Saturday in February as well. So they're all wintry sounding.
Right.
That's themes. So that was it, just to give you guys an update.
And everything's going to be white. No color
the
whatsoever, because our president doesn't want any color.
He's stuck in his ways.
Work some color in somewhere.
Yeah. Because I was told no color.
I don't know.
Color on the trees. Yeah. I mean, I can see the white lights on the fence. Right. And that's what I agreed with. White lights on the fence, white lights on the building, white lights on the gazebo. But can't we uplight the trees like in red or green or blue or something? Everything else would be white.
Jeffrey?
Let us uplight the trees.
Oh, for colored lights?
For colored lights, yes.
For the floodlights to go on the trees. For the floodlights to uplight the trees.
I like green and red.
Yeah, I mean, anything.
we could do
colors
and then do blue
whatever the committee desires.
The majority of the committee chose white.
Okay.
But who in the committee chose white? Well,
apparently
it's just us three here in the office.
Apparently the commissioners want to override.
And
that's fine, you can override.
Well, I have three more, four more on mine from that committee that don't want just white. From the committee.
What do you think, Bob?
I think he did nautical. Red and green.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was saying. That's why I said red and green.
That's what I said. Red and green.
Starboard port
afterwards.
All right.
Starboard port. Starboard port.
Done.
No, because I know that afterwards we have to take the red and green out of the boat because the winter night season.
Be pastels.
It's the blue, purple,
like
the frozen.
Okay, beautiful. All right.
Okay.
Good. I wanted to say that about. Oh,
yeah, she's hurt.
You know, you mentioned the ice splash, right?
Yeah.
And of course, every year we get our pants down, caught down because we don't have, I mean, it happens. And do they apply or?
They have to.
Yeah.
So we need to.
No, they don't. Oh, I thought you were talking about something else.
I'm talking about the ice splash.
Yeah, no, I thought you were.
For an event.
Yes, they do.
Like, we waive the fee.
And so all that's, they filled out the form and have the bids or the police and all that stuff. Because I, you know, it's always kind of a big crush.
They do that. What's always challenging about
parking?
Enforcing
somebody's
parking. Because, you know, once somebody comes up on the blur street and parks, someone else comes right behind them.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you may want to discuss some parking options, right? Like Avalon, direct everybody toward Avalon.
Direct everybody right toward Avalon.
I'm not a big fan of.
I mean, it's quick.
You know, so I get why.
How long is the event for?
It lasts a long time because it's always, we're going to go in right at one. Nope, you stand out there freezing.
It might be something to.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I can't even take a cold shower.
To the organizers to also work with senior service with the bus because that's what they did in Chesapeake City.
We do it with Market Street.
You get in.
I've done it once.
We have to. The thing we talked about last year when I said, no, they don't, is they don't acknowledge us is what makes me angry for the town. And we actually do a lot for them.
Oh, sure. All the commissioners should pledge to.
I did it. It was really cold.
The thing about having the staff.
Yeah.
I 2012. I did it in 2012.
I've done it every year.
I can't do it.
I got this on the back of the shirt the one time.
So I got one. I got one.
That we're done again. Because they should have known.
When I did it in 2012.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
I might die
doing
it.
All right.
So we're good on these events and whatnot. Okay. And the lights and whatnot. So that's good. Okay. Fair Green Gazebo.
And this is another thing Bobby and I were talking about. And Curtis, let me tell you, I got the second cost estimate for painting and it was more expensive. So the first estimate received was the one to go with, but they were not able to mobilize. And we think it's too cold. Gabby said, Brian, I don't know if the paint's going to hold. It'll be paint. And Bobby said, well, you know, think about the cost of the paint and the cost of replacing the roof, because Curtis gave us prices on that for metal versus shingles versus cedar shakes.
Yeah.
And we're almost at like $4,000 just to replace the roof and paint the gazebo.
Mm-hmm.
We might be able to get a gazebo, suitable replacement one.
Brand new. Can't even touch one for that price.
Yeah, they're only that gazebo size, like 12 grand. One a little smaller is like 8. Brand new.
Obviously. It depends on what we want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have shade. It's nice to have a bench and a shade
mm-hmm.
right there at the park. And it does look nice, all those spindles around it.
Mm-hmm. And I put the ramps up to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled the old ramps out.
Yeah.
The bottom of that's not in the best shape.
So I was going to say, it's kind of yucky.
Spend money after that, you're going to be, it's, I don't know, you've probably been wrong.
How long has it been there?
I mean, how many years has it been sitting?
20.
That's going to say about 20 years.
Out of that one.
I mean, it's going to be.
Look at some prices.
Nobody's got.
I mean, I don't know. I'd hate that.
Prices and design.
But you know what? They are in Middletown, down at the Amish. Farmers Market.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing a closeout on all of their stuff. Might be worth a shot looking at this. I'm going down there this weekend.
Did you look at the gazebo's in bed? You're saying it's in bed. mean, I think it's.
How many years did you say it's been on?
2010.
The place on 40.
That's good. He's a little high.
Well, I think the thing is, here it is. You're going to spend $2,000 or $3,000 on it. You're going to spend a couple $1,000 cleaning it. You're going to spend down the floor trying to do something on the bottom. And the spindles ain't that good.
A lot of the spindles need to be replaced.
We're not going
to
paint it right now anyway.
No.
Right? Go get some estimates and let's see what we see. But I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be 12 to 12 plus thousand.
I think he'd take care of it. They're good people there.
They are.
That's actually tracks on the floor. Mm-hmm. So it's no maintenance.
Right.
And we could actually get it with the plastic roof on it. Mm-hmm. You know? Not the plastic, but it's rubber roof. It looks like shingle tiles, but it's a lifetime stuff.
I know Bobby and us, when we were on the roof of that one last year, we were a little...
It's rough over there.
All right. Don't fall through.
The roof definitely needs to be replaced.
You can get all the maintenance free stuff on it, like the maintenance.
Yeah, we're decorating this.
Yeah, we're still going to decorate. Yeah. When I'm people here.
Okay. Foot log. Goodbye, Madam Principal. Foot log park swale.
That's what I'm sharing on the screen now, and it's in your meeting packets too. Phase two of the project is to direct the stormwater from this side of Baltimore Street into some kind of a channel as it flows down the hill and then away from the manhole down
there. So can you tell me, where would Thelma's house be, or where is the end of? I mean,
there's a text there where it says logs used for green earth or her house.
Why don't you use the mouse?
Her house is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I use the mouse.
I was going to say you got one pointy laser.
Yeah.
So is it running down the center of the road, or is it running?
The road right of way.
Right. The road right
here. Here.
So it's running right down the center.
Why is this not the whole what we talked about?
What do you mean the whole what?
We were told to go back the whole way to the stop sign.
And that the stop sign up top there, or the end of the road?
You're talking the drainage area to this thing?
Yeah.
That will go all the way up to the stop sign, like Cecil Street stop.
That's not what this is.
This is what's going to capture.
I know, but I don't see the plan for the whole thing. That's what was discussed. I know, but we discussed that we were going to have it the whole way back to the stop sign because that's where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. And that's why we were asking. That's why I said I didn't want to double dip because we have Dewberry doing their thing. Mm-hmm. And you said that was okay. We will get this Dewberry signed off on it, but we need to have it the whole way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to misunderstand anything. Any project we do down the shoreline, we're going to need other projects, I'll say, separate, but connected.
But that's why I said that on that day. So that because of the fact that we're working with Dewberry, that's why I said we shouldn't have another plan in place if it's going to go against what our master stormwater plan is. And to make sure that it goes the whole way back. And you assured me that was part of the whole amount of money that we were going to spend on this project.
What the only one has to do is factor in the whole drainage area to that swale.
But it's not what this is showing is nothing to show.
Well, this is just a concept. It's just a concept.
And this is just showing the work that would be done from the end of
But if we don't, if we don't deter the water at the top the whole way back, it, this is.
Let's zoom in there.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. Any kind of a project that's.
And that's why I specifically stated when I don't have a problem with doing this, but it needs to all be worked together because, again, this will be just a simple Band-Aid for a situation.
So this what you just showed us is running essentially from here on down to here.
Yep. Yeah. But it's not going the whole way up.
Mm-mm. And you're talking about you want a design concept all the way from where the cursor is right now, all the way up the stop sign.
Yeah, because the water's running straight down that street.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I mean, when you think about the transit area, it could go past Cecil Street.
But if you don't have the swales there deterring this, that's why I don't understand why it wasn't all taken into consideration.
The land is all taken into consideration. But another project, say a swale at Cecil and Baltimore Street, I mean, we can ask the design engineer.
It's not just Cecil and Baltimore, it's the whole street.
Well, that's a.
Then that's Baltimore and Catherine.
I mean, you know, that.
That's why when I said that, I know, but when I said that, when we all talked about this, to make sure that it's not going to go against what we're doing with Dewberry, because we're paying for another engineering study. And that's why when you said how much it was to me, which was like $20,000, then I'm thinking it went the whole way back.
Well, I know we were, I remember us talking, of course, about making sure we weren't duplicating between Dewberry and Coastal. And then.
And you said Dewberry was okay, that all engineers pretty much follow the same thing, but this doesn't do the whole, what we talked about.
Well, that's the thing. We must not have been on the same page.
But I said it many times. And we talked about it on the phone.
And that's why we're talking about it now. So this engineer is going
to. You tell me. You're telling me that this is $20,000.
Design law. It's not done. Yeah.
So.
And remember.
I understand what you're saying here, but this is not going to solve the issue.
I think the engineers they think it's right.
So where's the water going from the street?
It would be funneled into that swale.
So what? Okay, but you're also not. That street has no swales going down it.
Well, it has shallow swales.
No.
On both sides. Intermittent, I would say.
Not really.
Or it's coming, you know. Like most town streets, it's coming across the street. I think that's why the block has got paved.
I mean, this whole project, right, has been primarily complaint driven, and also with the fact that we just spent $100,000 on this new.
And I agree thing. With that. But,
and just to making sure that all that water running down, because it's obviously been a nuisance in creating a lot of that erosion, I think, around that main. And
you're putting logs here. Is that going to impede on the trucks to get down there?
It can.
That's not what I asked.
That's kind of what I wanted to look at.
Well, this is just a concept. So this is the idea of slowing water down. But yeah, I mean, that's part of the constraint. You know, we still need to get access down through there.
So that's kind of where I was asking about
might have to move
where it's located.
That swale is, I think it's like 12 feet wide on that land.
Because that takes up essentially the whole, looks like it's taken up right down the center of the roadway.
The road, by the way, is 10 feet, but on the south side, It's steeper, I'd say, southwest side. I don't know if it can really move much to the southwest. But
I mean, these are things that I'm sharing at night so we can talk.
And the whole concept has been to capture that water coming down Baltimore and run it away from obviously the stormwater or the sewer main and the neighboring properties and run it in further down the riprap area for the river.
You know, like we've been talking about, we get the big rain storm. This practice, the swale, probably isn't going to catch all the water.
No.
Because it's hard for one.
That's part of what I'm saying, that we have to look at everything. So if we're spending this much money, you need to look at the whole thing, because this is not going, this is...
Can you explain what this looks like? I mean, are you going to be able to,
like the details?
Those are like, you know, I understand there's a logs running back and forth, and then you got cobble, I guess, in between them. Is that like, what do you mean cobble? Is that like 2-3-inch stone? What is that?
That's kind of like the bigger stone that's down on the beach now.
So you'd be able to visually see that, and you'd be able to see the logs too, mm-hmm. I suppose. Mm-hmm. And the logs are what? What are they? Are they, do you know?
We have a diameter of a log.
And then I noticed there's some plantings in there, some native grasses or whatnot.
In the pools, that's what the circles and ovals are the planting areas where water would be able to collect.
And if you put the plantings down, the trucks won't be able to go down there.
That's why the critical consideration is making sure this isn't in the way of our trucks. How much can we shift it left or right? Probably to the left or southwest so that we can get access to the beach.
It's not addressing the issue.
Well, if there's concern about that, I mean, I think the next step, we let the engineer know, like, is this going to capture all the water? Like, what size storm is it going to capture and filter to the river? We'll ask them to show us, you know, the drainage
area. You didn't tell them what we talked about?
I did. You know, as professionals, they know.
To go the whole way up to the top of Baltimore Street.
That's where I think we're just disagreeing, because you map the drainage area and you say, all right, this amount of water is coming across this size of the land through this well. You recognize that if we get a 2-inch storm in 1 hour, water is not going to be conveyed just with this one swale. There probably are other things.
See, I'm having a hard time with everything that we're doing. I'm having a hard time spending the extra money if this is not going to be part of the plan. And I'm not saying I don't want to do it, but I don't feel as if it's incorporating everything.
I think it's part of the solution, right?
Did you ask? Tell them.
I think they put two swales from Cecil Street.
No, that's not what I asked. Okay. Did you tell them that it was the whole way back to Baltimore? The top, but we're at the stop sign going down.
Yeah, and they already know that.
But did you specifically say we want to make sure that this is all incorporated? Because this doesn't look like it is.
Yeah. Part of this design factors in that whole drainage area to it. And we can ask them to show us your drainage area.
Ask them if there's anything that they can do to incorporate in this plan to slow the water or to do it from Baltimore down. Okay. To help. Because there's this concern among the commissioners that this won't capture all the water and isn't, and we would like that to be considered.
And the fact that we still need trucks to go down through there.
And the location of it is certainly at issue, right?
Yep. That's critical.
And again, I know Thelma and Ursula are listening. I'm not against it. I'm just looking at.
They're saying things in the chat.
Are you sharing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
All right.
That's just my only concern, because I don't want.
So,
so yeah, I'll ask them, say, hey, show us your, we'll tell them about the,
they already know about the truck access, right?
Bobby, how wide is the truck? 12, 14 feet? How much do you think you need?
You'd have to keep that way to the left. I mean, you're up against the tree if you're putting that.
I'm not even, I mean, looking at this, it doesn't look like the truck will be able to get down through there.
So it would have to, whatever you do, it has to be, if you're looking up in front of the river.
So I don't think they do know.
We can give them a measurement. You know, what do we need? 12, 14 feet? 15?
Yeah, you want 16 feet. Give me as much as you can. I'm not serious.
Seriously.
Because it could be a mud hole down through there. I think maybe if I could reach my way, I think they should have just left that construction entrance for all the stone.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's my fault.
Like a level spring.
Mm-hmm. And we got to drive through it anyway. Yeah. Very quick there, it's going to be a mud hole.
Maybe it's stone.
Because we got to go down there to clean the beach, pick up the trash cans, whatever it takes,
Oh, you should come more often.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, that would help a lot.
Come more often.
No, it doesn't. No, I'm not even here. Look, I'm not even on the camera.
I know where you live.
All right. Brian, you. So, yeah, we're going to ask them to show the drainage area, consider any other practices
up further to
Baltimore and Cecil.
Hey, Brian. Yeah. Hey, it'd be a good idea to have Bobby meet with them too when they come out.
Okay.
No worries. Yeah, I'll go ahead.
Yeah. Brian, you need any more guidance on that? Are you good?
I'm good.
All right. Let's move to generators.
Got a bunch of estimates.
Yay.
Same company.
The well one, we had an estimate there came in for $12,000, so that's going on there.
I said we have ACOM's estimates too, don't we?
They're coming, a transfer switch.
So the first one, right, for $12,865, which job is that?
Well, that's along Cecil Street.
That's okay. There it is. Well, one.
Yeah. Well, this estimate's only good for 3 days. Just let you know.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it might be higher.
Yeah.
Spot.
Hmm?
Spot does.
Mm-hmm. And you see, I had to correct his estimate because I called him and talked to him. The next estimate for Benjamin's sewage pump. So he still needs to get up an estimate to be well too. Bobby, do you remember with the kilowatt? Is it the same as well one?
No, it's
it is bigger.
The one that's up by Mr. Ward's having smaller amperage than the one that we have over in Baltimore.
Well one.
So it's significantly smaller.
So they do not have well two on here.
No.
No, but we think that comparable. The well two cost estimate is going to be comparable to veterans plus pump stations.
And this would come out of our water money, right?
It could.
It can.
It could. From the COVID money we got.
No, not COVID. Not COVID.
Oh, the utility.
This is our utility money.
It could come out of there too.
Okay. That's what this is for anyway.
Well, yeah, two wells and then two sewage pump stations.
So the sewage pump stations are veterans. It was at 14,758.
Why is it 38,000?
Yeah,
that's Avalon.
Avalon.
So Avalon itself is 38,000.
Avalon's
a diesel generator, so it's way more money.
And that would be put up. That would be put up on something too, right?
Yeah, concrete pad.
No.
Uphill.
Because that has been underwater.
I know, but if it went uphill,
Is the valves underwater?
On the downhill side, I think the water had gotten up that high.
Isabel was up there.
They were thinking of putting a concrete pad on the uphill side of the fence, and that might be high enough.
How much was the
Avalon
130
down 750. Where does it say it's diesel?
Diesel.
Now it says something about gas. Gas would need to be connected.
I thought he was doing that one diesel. That's why it was so much more.
It's just a bigger.
It's a three phase 22 kilowatt.
This is the generator and everything, or just installing?
It says generator.
It's generator.
So the generator is called separate, right? How much?
No, it's
included. It's everything, right? This is everything. Okay.
It's the generator, the transfer switch, and all the stuff with it.
So it's the whole shebang, right? Okay.
So it just says, Price
includes because it's a lot bigger.
It's not a lot. 18 kilowatts is 14.
So we're expecting AECOM to come in when?
It's a lot of stuff.
Okay. 14 is 12.
No, I've never priced one, so I don't know.
I just thought it would be cheaper if we bought the generators ourselves and have somebody put them in.
I agree. And this, I think that $13,000.
We bought the generators ourselves and have the price just to put the generators in.
This one, I think, because
because
they have to relocate.
You're doing the markup.
The fence,
marking it
they
up.
Have to do a bunch of stuff. Yeah. It's not
if we price the generators ourselves,
they got to do some other things. Bring it
if we purchase them and then just pay a licensed electrician to come in and put them in, how do we know it wouldn't be $30,000 cheaper? I mean, I thought we talked about that last time. Well, he's going to mark these generators up if he goes and gets them. I mean, they all do it. I mean, you get a heater put in, guys, he's not going to give you retail price on the heater. He's going to charge you a markup, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
we'll ask if that could save us.
I thought that's what we were doing. I thought I'm confused. I thought, man, I added up like $66,000.
So I think these prices for the wells are what I kind of expected them to be.
Well,
but AECOM's quoted like 50 some thousand,
right?
To do
just those,
yes,
each,
no,
yeah.
Right?
Each.
Yeah, I would be curious how much that, you know, like Bobby, how much is a generator for over there, a diesel generator, like you wanted?
I think where it falls under is we're really not going to know what kilowatts,
right?
Need.
Right,
no electrician actually looks at it,
right?
I'm agreement with that.
Herself,
apparently we can go off the kilowatts of what's here and price it.
Unless you know off the
pace. Plus they also need to
that's what they're saying.
That's where it gets weird.
Yeah.
They need to relocate
the whole house. Yeah, right. I know, yeah.
We do that.
Bring it to code.
Right.
We do that. That's my other
gas will need to be connected
right
by someone else.
So that's not
good. Right.
Maybe if you had like electric power,
I don't know. It just seems a little touchy, but I have a price.
Yeah, well, he's the one that said it to me. He's the one that mentioned it to me. I told him some of the prices we were looking at, and he just grimaced. He said, really, that much? You play cards with him, Lou. Can't you?
I think Bobby ought to come out and look.
Take a look at it or something, you know?
Let's try to have one person talk at a time I think
we ought to ask Mr. Blankenship to come out and take a look at this for us. He's done work for us before. And we've used him before. If he would mind just coming over.
Let's get another estimate, and whether that's Mr. Blankenship taking a look, that's fine, because we still have AECOM's quotes coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll take a look at them next time around, because I think everybody wants to have these backup generators.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea myself.
So, okay. Is that good?
And just so you know, the big one, Gravelon,
mm-hmm.
that could take a year to get.
Because of the back order. Yep. Hey, do it now, though. You know what I mean? The longer it takes.
Yeah. That's pretty important, too.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right. Everybody good on those?
Yeah.
All right. Next, Brian, we have that critical facility. 316 Tasker.
Yeah, so we received, as part of the watershed master plan, and we received a survey from Dennis. What do you say about the name? He said, hey, I've noticed what you all have done for a football club. There's a sewer manhole, a sewer line, which is a critical facility, obviously, that's eroding. Right next to my house, I just want to bring it to your attention. start talk about what could be done about it.
Yeah. So you guys all know where this is. Pull that up on CC Maps again, right?
I brought this up a long time ago. Nobody wanted to talk about this. That's not new. And then there's another one over here at the end of Tasker. The same looks just like that.
Were either of you, what were those sewer lines put in?
Oh my God. It was in the 90s.
Because I was looking at the Cecil maps at 2005. Yeah. And in 2005, I mean, because you can see the shadow where that thing's still, like, was it out in the middle of the river when they installed it, put it in?
Yeah.
74, 76 is what I'm putting
it in. I was going to say,
because they reported it on my boat ramp, and they dated it. 427-76.
Wow. So was it always, I mean, was the land up to the ground level, up to the
manhole used to be...
I was going to say, this used to be ground level.
And then when they put the revetment in, 2005, they decided to raise that one and the one to task it. But the one in front of my house has always been like that underwater.
Wow.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Very bizarre.
And this pipe runs the whole way back to Chesapeake. It runs the whole way back to Chesapeake.
No, it goes into the camp.
Comes in van.
You're right.
Yeah.
Chesapeake. You see that, Renee, on the screen there?
What are those other two white pipes?
Mm-hmm. There's the manhole.
And
one where you see the end, I guess they call that a stub pipe or something. There used to be one up here by the school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it has a cap in it. The other one is mine.
Is that okay? So it's not that one
at the end of Tasker is it's up against the trees. The trees are behind it.
Right. I wish we would have kept the riprap going there.
But where, you know,
that's the beach for Tasker. Right.
Yes,
that's the beach. Because then there's another
one on the other side of my property.
Well,
there.
Mm-hmm. That's
what
you're talking about.
Yeah,
that's the
The one that's at the end of Tasker, the revetment couldn't go the whole way because that's a beach.
That's the end of the easement project. But there's got to be a utility easement that runs.
The utility easement runs the whole way along the water, the whole way back to Chesapeake.
Which means that we would have the right to go in and protect it.
Yes, but you can't. The residents are going to complain if you put riprap there.
Well, it depends. It depends where you know where it goes, and that's I guess. I mean, we look at that, right? And it's like, good gosh, we need to do something.
And I know that. I do understand that.
Because, I mean, that sewer main's got to be underwater from time to time, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know, high tide with the wind blowing.
Yes.
I mean, that's.
I gave you a.
It's not new, though.
This is what a disaster for the system and for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So.
There has to be a happy medium.
So we have talked about county, state, and town, and finding. And what was that other company you mentioned?
Oh, there's another one. Local engineer that works in Happy Grace, Underwood.
Underwood, who works with Happy Grace.
What you do in this scenario?
And let's start to see what, if anything, you know, that people want. I mean, obviously, you're right, because some people may not want any hardscape in front, but we may not have to do that to protect this integral infrastructure.
The people that live on Tasker come to the end of Tasker and swim there. So, and then the people that live on Chesapeake swim at the end of Chesapeake.
Murphy's Beach, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, but we need to do something, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
I really had no idea. I didn't know that one man, that one.
I didn't know.
I didn't like that either.
It's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like a relic from World War II or something.
Yeah. Now, I do know when I was on the board before, Ken and I had gone up to the county talking about the sewer and stuff for the rest of Holloway.
Mm-hmm.
I brought up about the fact of the county coming in if we want to do this, that they have to be responsible for a certain amount of homes because it's not in town limits. And this is why the talk stopped, because they said they were not going to be responsible for that. But part of our contract with the county, when it was made for us to get the discount,
right,
we're responsible.
Or we maintain it, which is why we have to do the generators.
Yes.
Right. And we don't want to lose that favorable rate.
No, we have to start thinking of the INI study. It's about due, and that was $1 million the last time.
So at this point, right? Homework.
Yep. Get some ideas.
And this is in your little valley bit,
yep,
floor line. So.
I really want to explain that. Mm-hmm.
One thing I asked the county was like, hey, is there any other sewer line along the river like this in Cecil County? I haven't heard anything back.
It's a sewer line like this.
I don't know why it was done like that. The only thing I can think of is on the original plot, this was a road.
Right
in front of your property.
No, the road came. Tasker, and then it went towards.
That's not the road I'm talking about.
Which one? There was never a road plan.
On the original, yeah, I have the original plans. So
this one of the maps up there.
There, it was called River. I'll show it to you.
Never came in front of the campground or my house.
I'm telling you, the original thing has that. That's why they used it.
I'd like to say, because I have the old papers.
So do I.
Practically neighbors too, so
yeah.
Interesting. Oh well.
May I say
sure. Good.
The original series, when the manhole down the Tasker wasn't supposedly going to be planned there. They were going to run the sewer line down my driveway to the manhole, and then they decided to move it into the river.
And how long have you been at that?
20 years.
20 years, okay. All right, so, right? It's kind of a year-plus project. All right. Next on the agenda is the comprehensive plan update.
Just so you guys know where...
Do you still have that map, or did I take it home?
Is it here?
Oh, yeah. No. It's where you can't find it.
It's the worst.
I don't know.
Kids gave me a start.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
She's
gearing up to apply for a grant so we can update our comprehensive plan. The Planning and Building Commission has been talking about it. They've been reviewing it. I think it'd be a good idea to get request some assistance from the state.
You want that one?
We got get it done. One of the things that we feel like will be good for us to highlight in the proposal is the fact, you know, how we just board adopted the county's hazard mitigation plan. The county has other plans related to nuisance flooding, as well as green infrastructure, and those strategies are in your meeting packet, just so you see what kind of ideas we're talking on. So what I was hoping to do by the next meeting is to prepare resolutions for you all to consider adopting the 229. I think that'll help to boost our proposal. In that update, like municipal growth, protecting sensitive areas, water resources, protecting our drinking water and our wells, that we feel like we could really focus on and kind of highlight. Good shot at getting those funds. So that was all I had. The elements is municipal growth. sensitive areas. And water reserves.
Amazing.
Yeah, they look at our study area, but we're at the master plan outside of town limits. We care a lot about because where that could happen. Especially uphill of those two streams that bring through town.
FYI, the Pitts bought Mr. Hafner's old house and they're getting ready to tear that house down. So they're coming. They're tearing that house down the first weekend of December, FYI.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they're burning it. Fire.
I thought they quit doing
They burnt the other one that was up there.
I thought they quit doing it. Okay.
That was it.
Okay.
I did have one more item that's not on the agenda, but it's in your packet. I can't remember if I told you it was at a previous meeting. My Dennis called me one day and said, "Hey, you guys insurance, we're not gonna accept that anymore. Guardian was the
name."
So I just went talking and found a plan with Delta Dental that is actually less expensive.
With Delta?
Have now.
It's Delta?
Delta.
They're decent.
That's what I have.
Yeah, that's what we always had at the county.
And it comes also with a vision benefit that's actually better than what we have now. Right now, there's only two employees that are on it. It costs about $215 a month. And the vision plan is really just a 15% discount. But this new plan for just two employees plus the vision component was $187 a month. So it's $30 cheaper. I don't know if employees want to use benefits, it's not something to do. So obviously, if more want it, work that way. But it seems like a better plan.
And cheaper.
More benefits and more expensive.
Inexpensive. That's excuse me. That's expensive. So we want to switch from who to who then?
From Guardian to Delta Dental.
Do we want to make a motion on that?
Since it's cheaper and Delta is
expensive.
Less expensive and Delta is more widely used by dentists in the area, I make a motion that we allow employees to be able to use Delta Dental.
And switch from
Guardian.
Guardian. Guardian. So we got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Are you looking at all the insurances?
Medical. Yeah. We are looking at medical. We haven't found any. A better plan yet.
Before we get into the commissioners aspect, can you give us an update on the town hall with Cooper? The architects and whatnot, where are we now?
Jay Cooperson, our architect, they have done the lead and asbestos analysis inside town hall. We have both lead and asbestos.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going, we're talking about knocking out this wall between us and the post office. I think the lead paint is less of a concern. It's the asbestos.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you touch any kind of interior part of this dwelling and you have to remove all of the asbestos. Asbestos is like the walls and the ceiling that's above the drop ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
So, we don't know yet asbestos what they're going to cost. Yeah, because it's plastic.
Plating, clapping body.
And you let them know about the fact that the post office is going to be gone away and it's not going to be, and we have to consider now that we have to put out the boxes now.
And what about the survey aspect? Is that completed?
Yeah, no, the survey is not completed.
We got two surveys I want to ask about. Let's go to the town hall survey first.
Yeah, the town hall survey, they're having a tough time because when you look at the 1742 flat of the town, this was a square. This was like a public open space. Really, the only known parcel, I would say, is our neighbors right there to the east. The rest is just
we were kind of joking about it, what our boundaries are. It's like the edge of the pavement on the north side, west side. that's our parcel. But they have moved along with the site plan. The survey was slowing them down a little bit. We'll probably have a meeting. Maybe we could establish like a little core team to meet with them because they want to share some design concepts before taking it to the public meeting design charrette. So that is supposed to, we could schedule that sometime in December. And then I think the design charrette would be in January.
Sounds good.
With the public. Yeah. Okay. So that's moving along.
And how about Periscavage Pelsa's survey?
The survey. I have to reach out to them again. I've not heard any updates.
I haven't yet. Okay. And that's survey now, foot log, right? So, okay. Because that still ties in with this swale project.
They have gotten us the data for the elevations along Baltimore Street there, as well as where we just did the sewer line stabilization. But yeah, the boundary survey, I'll follow up on it.
Okay. All right, let's shoot around the table real quick. Curtis, what do you, anything? Luke?
Yeah. Donuts with Santa was Sunday, and we had a really good time. We had a great turnout.
How many kids did you have?
A lot. I don't remember. Mary has the...
couple hundred?
Yeah. Like 150-some.
Wow. Yeah, so...
we're signed up.
Which we thought was a really good turnout for the first time.
Right? Yeah. And it was on a Sunday.
So
yeah,
Sunday 1 o'clock, and both the Eagles and the Ravens were
playing. Yeah, I was going to say, and both top teams were playing, so
Father's
at least we were still happy. Thanks. Shout out to Dennis, Pauline, Helen, Robin, Mary, Kathy, Brian, and my friend Lori, who also supplied letters for Santa, and the kids sat there, and there was a whole mess of different ones they could fill out. And if they put them in the big stocking, they're going to get, those stockings are going to reappear the night of the Christmas tree lighting. Ooh. And their letters are coming back to them from Santa.
Ooh.
So they get to reach in that night and get their letters back.
Cool.
The donuts we got from Walmart. So that, and the hot chocolate and all. Thank you, Wellwood, again, for the hot chocolate and the milk. We also need to know, we need to come up with a date for the Christmas party. We only have a tentative one.
Thursday, December 15th.
Okay. Are we going to ink that?
Ink that.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
Lou and I were talking about the budget.
That was our next question. Where do you want me to pull this money from? And no, you can't say that because that's not nice.
Everybody's got
buttons. What, I'm sorry, what did you say, ink what date?
In the past, this came from the general office,
right?
Not from the events committee.
Yeah, because, yeah. So is that where we're going to take it from?
Like general government?
Fine with me.
Yes, it did not come from the events.
Yeah, no.
All right. It's not coming from that commissioner discretionary fund.
No. That was for in and out one. Okay. All right. And we just got these delivered to me. So we have all of the kids.
Oh, they're ornaments.
And the trees are up.
That was really neat last year.
Yeah. And I'm going to start on them Friday. I apologize. I'm not going to get the tree done for Thanksgiving night. I'm sorry. There's just no way I can get out here tomorrow. I'm slammed.
Bob's going to get it, ain't
he? Yeah. but I'll be out here Friday doing the little kids' trees, and then we'll get the big tree done. So if anybody wants to come out and help or do anything, where I'll be. And then Bob, you'll be putting the up and down in the bucket for you to man. So that's all I have. December 12th, Will Mapco invited us to a meeting, if anybody else would like to come up to it. It's in reference to, it's at 1 o'clock at the county building. And they're going to be talking about their plans coming up for the entire area. And it,
what day?
December 12th.
At 1 p.m. at the county building.
Yeah. And WMATCO is actually starting to branch out a little bit more into including us a little bit better. Mike just reached out to me and told me he wanted, you know, me there. Uh-huh. And I was like, that's fine. I said, I'm going to open it up to anybody else also.
And what is that for?
WMATCO.
Right.
Transportation.
It's the transportation and roads.
County. It's Newcastle. County.
It's also, you know, they do parks, they do water trails, they do a little bit of everything, and it's to get money. So we want to definitely involve in that. So Brian, if you can maybe definitely go too.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That's a Monday, right? That's a Monday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, WMATCO helped us with that walking community workshop. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they want to become this board.
Yeah.
I think to talk about this regional transportation plan.
Yes.
Plus the results from that workshop.
Right. Well, they wanted to come. And then they said, can we get it at a more bigger location, I think, to put it nicely. And then so we could invite more people. So we invited Judy Melton and everybody, and we're going to hold it up at the county building. Okay. But it's going to be awesome, I think.
Good deal.
So, but I wanted everybody to know that they were welcome.
Good. Ms. Renee?
A lot of turnout for the meeting. I know it's a hot topic, so I'm glad I saw you were on there. I did. It was hard the way things were on the computer.
This is the stormwater. This was the watershed stormwater management put on by Newberry.
I'm glad all the people did come out.
It was a great turnout.
Yes.
A great turnout.
It was a lot of discussion. There's still some people that are standoffish about it, but you're always going to have that. I think moving ahead, and we're going to have another community meeting. And I know one of the things that kept being that the one gentleman brought up, it was about funding. Part of the grant process is that you have to have a plan in place to show that you actually did this and what are we doing. The infrastructure money, which is going to be billions and billions of dollars, we need to be able to have the plan so that we can apply for some of that money. And working with Dewberry, they're going to, we've talked to them, they're going to be letting us know what's coming down the pike. I was talking today at the office, and they gave me another website that they did that incorporated this area. So I'm just telling you, I just got this. And I'm like, what? So they're going to start getting me stuff that they're doing too. So
is that like from a river type basis or a storm?
They did the whole way up. They did the whole way up.
Did a lot of homework.
Already. Yeah. They were pleasantly surprised that we're doing this. It's great when you work at a place that has this kind of engineering stuff. So I do have it. I haven't looked at it because there was a lot going on today. I just got it. I'm going to look at the website. I'm going to get it to Brian so that he can also get it over to Dewberry because it's going to help with compiling of information. They said it. They did it in 2019. So it's not that old. Yeah, going forward, hope we need to keep pushing to get these surveys back, pictures, and any videos and whatever.
We've actually been getting really good information.
So this next week, I'm going to put up again about sending it. I don't want to keep doing it because then it'll become white noise that nobody's going to pay attention to it. So I'm going to put it up again to get
surveys that were sent out to everybody asking a couple of few questions about flooding they might have on their properties.
Just so you guys know, too, we went a little bit above and beyond. We sent those surveys out with the utility boards, July 1 and October 1. So it was two waves of that. But we also, that study area that's all around us, that 8 square meters, we identified floodplains on a map and put 100-foot buffer around them. And any properties that intersected that, we mailed them a letter too. And that was about 300 of them. So there was people at that meeting where we were not in town.
I did hear that. There was people from Carpenter's Point. I know that the county's very interested in this study because one, the sewer plant and out through Carpenter's Point. So there's much interest in this.
Process to go through. And right, the ultimate goal is to create a plan that is functional for the next 100 years for our stormwater.
And possibly having the green zone outside of town so that not everything's cut down.
And we know, like, part of our challenge is, you know, when you have a little bit of scientific information, they back you up and kind of prioritize where you can process. It's not like you're just, you're going to pat somebody's pothole because they're screaming the loudest, you know what I mean? Like, you have kind of a method.
And we're going to, how far are we about getting this on our website that we have a dedicated page for this information? Okay. Because I want to be able to tell people that they can go to that and all of the meetings that we have, that
the Dewberry information,
I know it was recorded on the other night, that needs to go up there. Any of our stuff that we're talking with our stakeholders and all that.
Great. Anything else, Ms. Renee?
I think that's it. But I'll get you, I'm going to look at that website.
Jeff?
Just quick. Just wanted to say that I wasn't at that meeting. I went to the first responders dinner.
Yeah, how was that?
That was very nice. A lot of important county people there, a lot of important, you know, town people there. We were represented. Ronnie Daniels was there. Jason was there. I think Jason's son was there too.
He probably was. Yeah, I actually talked to him that night.
It was nice because they really recognized the town for, you know, contributing, and they called us, made it, you know, had to stand up, and you know, it was nice. It was really nice.
Good meal.
Oh yeah, food was always good. You know, it was really good. It was a nice turnout. I've never been to one before, so I was just, you know, I sat with Sergeant Schmidt, Lou. Yeah, he sat with me. He was funny. He was cracking me up the whole night. But no, it was a really nice turnout. I just wanted everybody to know, you know, we were represented and,
yeah,
you know, but it was a real good turnout and everything. And just one history note today, you know, I'm going to give it to you. 59 years ago today, John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Mm-hmm. Anybody remembered?
Yep.
As one of the few here that was actually alive at the time.
I don't remember, but I do know that today's the day.
So it's 59 years ago, and I just say I've actually been to Delaney Plaza. Is that what it's called? Raley Plaza. And you can actually go into the depository. You can't get on the Zach where he shot from, but you can stand next to it. There's an X in the road. You can actually stand on the X from the car. So
check it out. Yeah,
it's pretty neat. So all right, that's all. Yeah. I'm sorry not to get in there.
That's good stuff.
That's not town.
Yes, man.
Real quick before I forget, because that's why it's been blowing up. The guys are like, "You forgot," and I was like, "I'm so sorry," because I knew something was going on. In reference to the trash, and I did tell them I would bring it up. It's not just my trash; it's not being picked up.
Oh man,
all the time.
Any problems yet?
It's numerous other people, and
I see their trucks broke down everywhere.
And it's
I don't know if that's maybe the problem.
I did make a call, and I've called 3 times on my own behalf that it's not been picked up, and I've talked to Brian and Kathy, and then we actually talked on Facebook, and I said, look, if you have a problem, just let me know. Well, it lit up, and 1 minute it's the recycling that's not getting picked up, next minute it's their trash that's not getting. So there's no rhyme or reason to it. You know, it's just like, they didn't feel like stopping at this one. Mm. They didn't, you know, because it definitely doesn't make sense at mine. We're all in one same line.
Yep.
And it's like, that ain't a problem.
It just don't feel it's like just nice to know a rough time when you're coming, like before 12.
I put mine out in like before. Mine's out right now.
One morning they come at 7:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's still good to have it out before 7.
Mine's out right
the day before. Yeah. Put it out the night before, and that way you don't miss it. Because I know they're by my house at 8:00 in the morning.
It's like, and we all on our street put ours out the night before because you can hear them. Everybody's going out that night.
So everybody saw the email that Brian had sent out. And we talked about, you know, particularly certain things like the recyclables and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, sending out a little boiled down, easy to read flyer with pictures about what you can put in, what you can't put in.
Email,
right?
I
know we're kind of working on that, but
We think that'll help. We kind of have a little heart to heart with Trash Tech about that stuff. But to Lee's point, I mean, even if you got pure clean recycle in your can, why when you're going down a street, you see them all lined up and everyone's out on time, you know, not like they're late.
Why do you just pass one arbitrarily?
We haven't really talked about that. You know, why is that happening? What can we do to minimize that?
Well, when was the last time we talked to Trash Tech?
Is your can
different?
I mean, does it is it
last week
set up for the recycle can?
Constantly leave my trash there.
Get ready for the phone calls.
And then we'll reach out to them again, right? So tell people to keep calling town hall, right?
That's what I do. And I hate to make them do that. I know. I don't think these guys have that.
We have a system with Trash Tech. I mean, they know that we get missed trash calls, mm-hmm. right? And they say, all right, compile a list. And by 5:00 on Thursday, give us your list. Mm-hmm. And we'll come out on Friday and get them.
Yeah.
Thursday.
And see, and that's weird.
Okay.
That pick up days Wednesday.
Yeah, that's not very efficient.
And the calls start coming in. No. And I told them that up front. I'm like, we want to try not to miss trash, right? Like we both don't want to miss trash.
We're together on this. I had no problems at all. I put mine out on Tuesday night, and it's like they're not always come at the same time, like you said. I wouldn't set my watch by the time they're going to come, but they pick it up though every time.
I think another big contract at Perryville and Middletown, Delaware.
Okay.
And I don't know who's who, if it's Monday or Thursday in a different town, but. That's why it's the.
Okay.
I mean, our contract is written that way too. Like, if you miss trash, you got 48 hours to pick it up.
Yeah.
Right.
So it kind of lines up. You know, if they don't get it on Wednesday, so we'll compile a list of calls, right?
Yeah. I just worry, like, I don't want this to keep happening all
that's
the time.
Really
like,
summer.
I don't want to have crabs in there and stuff.
I know.
Sitting out. Thank you. I'm sorry.
There's been a request put in by certain staff members about closing town hall tomorrow at 12.
There has been that request.
I didn't know if we needed to vote on it or
so. I suggested that we have a discussion about that just briefly and what the board feels.
Town hall open on Friday or no?
Closed on Friday.
I'd say let them close early.
I think in the past we have. You know what I mean? I don't know if it was at 12, but I just seem like I remember
just one thing
shutting down early.
It's kind of, you know, it is a public office and, you know, the residents, if somebody posts up and they, you know, they're trying to get something in.
Before the holiday.
And that's
just the one
Friday, thing. As much as if we're closed Friday, it's hard to say.
Right.
Because
it's that long.
About one person staying in. And then it alternates year to year.
Yeah.
Or holiday to holiday.
I mean, that's the only.
What about the maintenance guys though? Are they can they go at 12 or do they should they have to stay the same or at least one stay or?
I mean, what's everybody think? Go ahead. It could put up. That's the one thing I just wanted to bring up.
Getting off a little early on Wednesday aggravates the public. That's a different story.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Thanksgiving Thursday. How do you know these people don't need to cook for their families or get prepared? You know,
I know some of them have to drive very far. And it is Wednesday is the worst
travel day. Yep.
I'm giving off all my guys at 10 o'clock. So just something I can't imagine.
You guys. I just don't need to be discussed.
I can't imagine why we're talking. I'm too upset.
I'm working tomorrow.
I'll be in my office.
My whole thing is they it's closed on Friday, and I don't know if we should close at 12. I don't mind leaving a little early, but I don't know if it's 12.
What about 2? I mean,
well, if you're going to close at 2, what's the difference?
Yeah, true. 2 hours, but
honestly, what is the big deal? I mean, I'm all about people working and getting their things done, but really, is it going to affect the?
Is it really going to affect?
I mean, are you going to be
at 1 o'clock?
I mean, it's just Thanksgiving the next day.
I was trying to beat Richard. I said too.
Public office, and it hasn't been announced.
I mean, maybe so. 1 o'clock. I think 1 o'clock.
Can
we put it on the board?
One of us were going to get a phone call that says, I went to town hall to do blah, blah, blah. And they weren't
going
I mean, obviously they can throw their.
Well, I like Carl's ideal, not keeping one person here.
Other
you know?
People
I
mean, are, there's people that are going to be off tomorrow.
It's kind of not fair to just one to the other, you know.
I already have plans tomorrow. That's what was tough for us.
They've already got their social cards filled.
Like, can we leave at 12?
I mean, what do you think people need to come in?
All right.
I'm supposed to sign on the door saying we're open Monday.
I'll make a motion.
Everybody gets off for 12 o'clock.
All right. There's a motion. Second on favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. There you go.
They'll
throw stones at us.
Can we put it on the sign?
No, I'm just looking at it.
Make sure.
Is there enough room on the big sign to put it on?
It's a public government office. No big deal.
Make sure you put sign on the door.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that the landfill is going to close early.
In the future,
everybody closes early. Banks are going to close early.
They can't close early.
If they close on Friday.
Okay. Anything else before we get to public comment?
That's it.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Okay. Thank you.
I had two things.
Yes, sir.
I'm asking a lot. Our next meeting is Tuesday, December 15th. And I really want to be at the meeting, but my daughter's Christmas concert is not.
Can't make it.
Huh?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, I mean, I can miss the meeting and have.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that.
We'll
figure something out. All right.
Schedule.
Bob, you want to fill in?
Yeah,
you
thanks for
that.
What else we got?
Maybe
we'll
get a that has to go into an executive session.
What?
Yes.
What do you say?
Christmas with bonus Christmas.
But that has to go into an executive session.
Does it?
Yes.
It's in a personnel.
I know, but it still goes into
an executive session.
Unless you want to raise them.
It still goes into executive session.
Yeah, I agree. If you want to change them, right? If you want to make them more.
We have to go into executive session to.
We'll pop into executive session after we're completed here.
And then it can be then. Anything? Yes.
Hold on. Before everybody gets all bent out of shape here. If they're not asking for more money, then they're already in the. They're already due us.
Always.
You don't have to vote on it every year, right? It's,
yes.
It's already approved. Well,
there it is. It's still
approved
based
every year. Mm-hmm. It's generally part of the budget.
I think it's actually.
It's in the budget.
It's still. It kind of is.
It is.
Kind of.
I don't. The only way you'd have to go into executive session would be if you wanted to increase it. That's what I'm saying.
Dealing with anything employee wise is supposed to go into an executive session.
Well, it says it's going to be paid December of each year. So
yeah.
I don't see it having to go to any meeting.
It doesn't have to get listed right now. You're not asking for more money, right? You just want them, right?
It does say that if you want it. It does say.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's done.
It's done. Yeah. Okay.
So let it be written. So let it be said. Yep. So
it does, it is labeled that way. So
Brian, anything else?
No, I'm done.
Yay.
Public comment.
Public comment.
Dennis, you have anything else?
I do. I just hope this doesn't take another 20 years to get something done.
Oh, hell. I thought you meant the meeting itself. But
these actually don't take as long as the old ones did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Honestly, it's been pretty focused on the stormwater management issue. And so, yeah, we recognize the problem because it's everywhere in town. And particularly these infrastructure matters. Yeah. You know? I mean, that's a bad situation right there. So, yeah. So thank you for kind of shining
light. I'm pretty sure the majority of us never even knew about
it. Anything else? Okay.
Thank you.
Very good.
This
good
board now.
Yeah.
That is true. That's
thank
right.
You for this board. The update on town hall. That was good. I have a question, and it relates to 617, but not 617 Tasker, 617 Bladen Street. What's the status on that? Many months ago, the Historic District Commission voted to send a letter that would impose fines if something wasn't done. What's the status and where does it stand? And have any fines been levied?
Fines are accruing, but they haven't been levied. The next step is a citation that either be paid quantifying all those fines or it'll go in front of a court.
And that will be circuit court and then
district court.
And then the town can foreclose or...
The judgment will go against the property, and then
judge will decide if the fines are warranted.
But what's the next step, and what's the time frame? I mean, because it just there's always we're doing this, but what's the time frame? I'm getting tired of waiting because I've been around town for 5 years now, and that's been sitting there for that entire time. So 5 years. Seems a little inordinate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that follow-up letter in the next week or two will go back out.
Okay.
So we'll get the letter out, around the beginning of December, around that time period, and then
maybe by Christmas Eve.
But that's another good one. So that's another good one to bring up because you're right, we haven't touched base on that for a while. So
yeah.
And the time's come.
We're talking about the apartment building, right?
Yeah. And then can I just say one thing about the trash company? It most likely was the lowest bid, and it looks like it. I mean, there's no pride in that company.
They wouldn't put a bid in.
I mean, it's just. I mean, there's no pride in putting your trash cans in. There's trash from the previous people on the. I opened the lid the other day, and there's just crud from the previous person.
Yeah, I had the same thing in mind.
In our trash can, and it's just, so it's no surprise that they're not picking up on time. They're not doing things because there's no pride in the company, and that's an important thing when passing out contracts.
When it's the only company that puts the bid in,
we only had two bids, Richard, and the other one canceled the contract on us.
And
we had them.
A contract with the other company, and this was the only residual.
Yeah,
that was it.
Well, is there an opportunity? I mean, I don't know how long the contract is. Like, is there an opportunity to start a new search?
3 years.
Okay.
Well, I mean, as a plan B, it never hurts, I'd say, to do another search. Yeah. If this company is ever involved with this contract, we can get out of it.
Yeah,
true.
But the question is, where do we go?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Right.
Yeah, so we should be on a bit of eggshells here for a little bit.
I'll blame you.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah. Okay, good.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
All right, on Zoom, how about Ursula? Do you have anything for public comment? I'm asking you to unmute. How about Thelma? Do you have any public comment?
Technical difficulties. Just real quick, The sewer main, when it was eroding, it was twofold. It was the boat wakes coming in. It was the wind and storm and waves coming in that was eroding that shoreline area. And then the second part of it was the water. By the time it gets to the end of Baltimore Street, it's rolling really, really fast because, as you know, like as stuff goes downhill, it picks up speed. So that I thought was the whole point of the swale, was to slow the water down before it hits the shore where the infrastructure is. So whatever you guys do with that, you know, you do with that. But I talked to Brian and Renee. Carl, I talked to you and Brian. You came down and I had asked when you go to grade the grass part of Baltimore Street that it adjoins my property, if you would grade.
You cut out on
it so it's not running into my, and pled with you guys if you would do that, not just make sure it's not graded leaning towards my yard, and it is. I really don't know what to say because the guy was there, he was paid for and everything. It wasn't like it was going to cost anything any different. He had to grade. Run into my yard. So I don't.
So Thelma, you're cutting out on us, but you're saying that the water is the grade is toward your yard, not away from your yard, is what you're saying when it comes down Baltimore Street.
Because the ground had to be graded again, remember, like the trucks tore it up and then they were going to grade it and seed it after the project was done. So there's something, because I can't hear you guys either.
Can you hear us now?
I can hear you now.
Someone pointed out there was right there at Baltimore Street, the contractor didn't know, and it was my fault that I didn't tell him that there was a trench.
I'm not here.
Go ahead, Brian.
A trench dug to relieve water that would pond right there at the driveway, Ursula's driveway, adjacent to Baltimore Street.
Mm-hmm.
So the contractor came out and dug that trench again, basically reestablished it. So
if you look straight down, the grass part of Baltimore Street tilts just like a racetrack or something to the left into my yard. That's what it's about. I had asked you and Carl when it gets graded back to please ask when they grade it in such a way so it's not leaning into my yard. And it doesn't matter at this point whose fault it is or somebody forgot or whatever. It just blows my mind that it, to me, it's just a lack respect for your neighbor, you know. I don't know what to say, and I, like I said, I don't expect you guys to go pay somebody to fix it when somebody was already here, already paid for. All they had to do was grade it so it's not leaning in. I don't know. I have to say something. Never if did. You guys want to make good on that somehow,
yeah, the road, I'm the road. Here. Ripped up and that's regraded.
Part of what I've been saying mm-hmm. about this whole thing.
But that's not. See, I don't know. I understand what you're saying, but it sounds like, I mean, from where Cerny worked. I mean, from what you're saying, I was just saying to the board that it sounds like the road would need to be ripped up, and then regraded or repaved. To direct the water away, because it sounds like the water's running off before it really hits the landscape or the dirt portion, the end of Baltimore Street, right?
No. What I'm talking strictly about the grass part of Baltimore Street.
You're saying it runs
the grass.
After it runs to the end of the road and then it goes into your yard?
is going to address that eventually. The whole town's getting addressed. This is separate from that. This is that adjoining property was going to be torn up and it would have to be regraded and reseeded. And I said, when the contractor is regrading and seeding, please keep in mind that the ground is not tilted, so the water, when it does get into the grass part of Baltimore Street, it's hanging a left, and it's graded exactly like that.
The study
exactly
the engineering thing is, that's why when we talked the other day, it has stuff to do with that.
Well, the swale was certainly, I believe, take care of that issue that you're talking about. I think, Thelma, that we're trying to rectify right now.
The swale that I saw, the logs tilt towards my yard too. So, and I think Renee doesn't want to go forward with that swale because of the overall project that you guys are doing. Am I wrong, Renee? Which I understand that.
It's part of it. I just don't want to just do that part if the upper part of the street is still going to be a problem in running towards it. And that's what I wanted the questions to be answered for, that, which the water runs towards there. And if you only fix a little part of it, the water's still going to go there.
That's not my point. The water can go straight. It can hang a right. It can hang a left. If you grade ground,
that's what we're asking.
So it's tilted towards the left. That's the way the water is going to go. There was an opportunity to grade it either straight or to the right. And that's what I had asked for up front. Please don't grade it so it is running into my yard. And this was part, it had to be graded anyway. This is nothing new, special or anything.
How was it? How was the land before the project?
Guys tore up the grass and the mud and all that, and the grader was out there and he had to regrade the earth, and he regraded it so it's running into my yard.
Now I'm saying, Thelma, before the project, what did the grade look like?
That's what I just said, Brian. It ran into my yard. The grass part of Baltimore Street was graded higher. That's why we dig those ditches. That's why I put the ugly land, those railroad ties out there. I've had my property graded, dry creek beds. I said all that in my survey. And what I'm getting to is there was an opportunity, and you guys told me you understood. And if it did be graded towards your property, you would make it right. And I'm not even asking you to make it right. I'm just saying, I don't get it. When I went out of my way and even had you guys down here and said, when this is going to be done, you guys are doing it. The guy's paid. He's got to push the dirt level.
So what she's saying is the swale's going towards her house. Why didn't the swale go away from her property? Why didn't the swale be swaled straight or off to the right instead of to the left?
There is no swale.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Instead of having it coming towards your property, why wasn't it going towards the other way or straight?
Yeah, she's talking about the contractor.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. But why didn't the contractor think of that when he was doing it?
The contractor just put it back to the way it was.
Yeah, but why didn't he obviously have enough sense of mind not to put it towards your doggone house and move it away from your house?
And he was supposed to be asked not to.
But that's like an extra part of the job, really, I'd say.
Within
our plans. I know, but I mean, if you're doing it and you see that this is going to make the water run right into somebody's yard, wouldn't you say, hey, wait a minute here?
I think we go out there and look at it again.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right? I don't.
Let's go look at it and just make sure.
I don't think it was made worse.
Okay, well, can't we go out and look at it, though, and see if we can't fix it?
Could be something that the town does.
Right.
But that's just an interim solution because we're ultimately trying to do something.
I understand there. That. But if there's something we can do right away, that would at least maybe, I don't know.
We'll come out and take a look at it again, okay? And believe me, Thelma, this is not an intentional intentional to ignore your requests or anything like that. We've been on track to accommodate and take care of the issues that are happening down at Baltimore Street and with the shoreline erosion. And I think we are, and we're still working on coming up with, you know, the final solutions on the end of Baltimore Street. So just bear with us and keep telling us, and we'll get it right. So, okay.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
Ursula, do you have anything for us this evening? I can see you, but I can't hear you.
That's for Prosper.
Prosper, are you there?
He's asleep. Before I forget it, Bob Phillips did pass. The funeral is on Friday. Is the sign up?
Yes.
And we have the drape?
On the marquee board?
Marquee, yes.
Yeah.
Marquee board, it is on our marquee. Okay. Yeah. And I'm sorry, I didn't look.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
And, yeah. And yeah. The drape's up. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, a lot of history.
Anybody else? Motion?
Make a motion. I'm making a motion. We adjourn because I need to lay down right now.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, guys.
Aye.